My guest this afternoon in the tea break on Suzy 103.4 is Jim Harmer from Reigate Priory Cricket Club. Jim, it's an absolute delight to get you here second time around. Welcome to Suzy 103.4.
Thank you, David. Pleasure to be here.
It's excellent to have you here. Let's do a little icebreaker, Jim, if we may. Tell us about your current role at the Priory Cricket Club.
Okay, well, I've been the director of youth cricket at the cricket club for almost 20 years, having been through things like team manager and chairman for one stage, fixture secretary and all sorts of things, but now it's my main responsibility is youth cricket.
And you've always enjoyed that role, have you not?
I have. I love doing it. It's coaching, just making sure that the kids are having fun. It's been great fun.
Do you want to tell us about the club's junior section, for starters?
Okay. So we're now up to about 450 boys and girls in the club. We run 22 teams this year, 22 junior teams, boys and girls, with some extras during the summer holidays. I have dozens and dozens of parental helpers and coaches helping, making sure that the training goes well. It's a very big organisation overall, and it's just tremendous fun.
Jim, let's come up to the adults straight away, if we may, and set the whole adult club in context. Tell us a little bit about the club's history and about its current status and standing.
We're 164 years old, so it's a good, long-standing club. Cricket has been around in Reigate before that. I won't go into full detail, but there are some good bits of history there that form part of cricket's history, not just Reigate's history. But coming swiftly up to date now, we are probably one of the top one or two clubs in the county. We play in the Surrey Championship Premier League, and I know you want to talk about Surrey Championship, David. And we run five teams in league cricket on Saturdays, plus a friendly side. Four of those teams are in the Surrey Championship and all in their Premier Leagues. So we're flying high at the moment with great thoughts of this year as well.
Jim, we were mentioning the historical aspect. I must ask you to tell us about Shock White from Reigate.
So I think it's 1770. It's back as far as 1770 when Thomas White strode to the wicket with a bat that was as wide as the stumps, which made it quite difficult to bowl him out. So stemming from that, the authorities created a standard width, which I believe is 4 1/4 inches for the bat.
Jim, why llamas?
Well, this started at the time when the county clubs were adopting nicknames, such as lions and bears and such like, and one of our members thought that something rather more soft and cuddly would be appropriate, and so he came up with llamas, and that stuck all this time, many, many years, and we love it.
Now, let's cut to the chase at this point. Tell us about the championship and the quality of the championship cricket that your first 11 plays.
The first team players have now for several years been of extreme high quality as far as amateur cricket is concerned. We have people on their way up to county cricket, and we have our people who have been through county cricket, so the quality of our players is just off it, really exceedingly good. Last year, whilst we haven't grown all these chaps ourselves, but there are players from Reigate Priory have gone on to play for Sussex in the form of Craig Kachopper, Worcester for Richie Oliver. There may be others that I've forgotten, but really good quality players go through our club, and it seems to be now the place that perhaps you can move on into county cricket from.
Is this a good moment to mention the name of Jason Roy?
Well, it's never a bad moment. We're obviously extremely proud of what Jason has achieved. He's been with us since he was about 10. He's always hit the ball hard. He came up through the seconds and, well, the thirds and fourths to start with, I suppose, at the age of about 12, 13, winning matches with 30s and 40s. Swiftly up into the first team at still a very young age. No fear. Bowlers that the existing first team were pretty cagey about cracking over the boundary, Jason would just go for it and hit fours and sixes at will. So obviously a wonderful talent from a very young age. and we're just delighted what he's achieved now, playing for England, man of the match in the semi-final World Cup. Terrific.
He must have been absolutely delighted with his performance in that semi-final.
I was. I thought it was wonderful, and such a shame for him to go through into the final and get that second ball duck. But you know, that's cricket for you, and I'm sure every stage in his career, he's learned by those things, and he's taken it further. Every time he goes out, he goes a bit further forward. So I'm hoping that he'll make it to Test match cricket fairly soon.
It's why it's such a great game, isn't it? A century in the semi-final, and then wham in the biggest stage of all. We've mentioned Jason, who obviously can't be around the club all that much because of his Surrey and England commitments. You mentioned one or two of those who've gone on to counties. What about Chris Murta and the other day in, day out stars for the first team this coming year?
My net buddy Chris Murta, he's got off to a terrific start this year. He's already scored 290s in the first couple of warm-up games. He's going to score loads of runs this year. He's still as good as ever. I think he might be improving with age. I think he's terrific. Well, we're hoping to have Richie Oliver playing for us this year. Craig Kachopa, perhaps early season. Hopefully in and out. Michael Burgess, who was the wicketkeeper, has gone to Leicester. So those guys. But we've also been joined this year by Ben Shaw. He's come from Sussex, spin bowler, batsman, who scored a good 60 at the weekend just gone. So high hopes of him. The captain this year will be Luke Bevan, who's played for the Unicorns in the Pro 40 competition over the last couple of years, and a little bit for Surrey last year. So a really good solid squad ahead of us, with another premier team player coming up from the West Country, Jake Rowe, another batter spinner. So some terrific form there. And Bradley Scriven, another name I can throw in. We're looking tremendous.
And now in the football premiership, Jim, Leicester City have just proved the soothsayers wrong, but what do you reckon the prospects are for the first team in this year's championship?
We're always looking to win. So that's what I hope and expect. We'd probably be pushing it too far, but certainly I feel that we'll be really up there at the top end by the end of the season. And off to a flying start, hopefully, this weekend. Saturday is the first team premiership game. So hopefully we'll be off to a good start. It's in Sutton. Start time, I believe, is 11 o'clock.
Right, you are. And you play two different kinds of cricket, do you not, in the first team? You play limited overs and declaration stuff.
The beginning of the season, the end of the season, we play 50 overs a side. In the middle, we play a 120-over declaration game when the days are longer. So I think the 12 o'clock start is probably the answer to this Saturday's match. And then in the middle of the season, there'll be 11:30 starts.
Now, quickly, because time flies and 10 minutes has passed us by, Jim, but I must ask you to tell us about these wonderful recent developments at the Priory's ground.
Right, you mean the new pavilion? It is a wonderful development, it really is. With help from grants from members and all sorts, we have created a building which is in keeping but up to the modern needs. So we've expanded its size, we've got umpires' rooms, we've got an upstairs with a balcony, bringing back what was there back in the 1920s. It's just a terrific new building which we're all very proud of. Any visitors will be welcome down there to come and have a look around that. Our president, Andy Packham, has put back all of our historical photos in the clubhouse, which gives it the character which we love so much. It's just a lovely place to be.
And there's talk, I believe, of a Jason Roy 11 coming at some point.
28th of July, Jason is bringing a team to play against us in a T20 competition, a charity game. We haven't yet heard what the team will be, but you can picture who might come along, and it would be rather nice, wouldn't it, if he brought some of his overseas players from Surrey, no names mentioned.
Jim, we wish you well for that, and of course for the initial championship fixture this coming Saturday. Now, very quickly, please, contact details for prospective newcomers?
Well, I guess the website is probably the best place to go there. There are contact pages on the website, so www.reigatepriorycc.co.uk. Go to the contact page and send a note through to Lucy Donovan, our secretary.
Thank you, Jim. Now, I believe this next track is the sort of official Lama's song. Can you tell us why that is and who it's for?
Well, it's for all the boys at the club. Unofficial, probably, rather than official, I suspect we should say, because it's got a line in the middle where we can say we're the Lamas instead of whatever the words are, la-da-di-la-da. We just happen to fit that in nicely as we sing along after a few beers.
Jim Harmer from Reigate Priory Cricket Club, great pleasure to talk to you this afternoon on the Susie Radio Tea Break.
Thanks, David.